Anthropic unleashed. Microsoft goes all in, and the AI governance clock is ticking. Good morning. It's Friday, July 3rd, 2026, and the AI industry just had one of its busiest 24-hour stretches of the summer. Let's get into it. The biggest story overnight: the Trump administration quietly lifted emergency export controls on Anthropic's most powerful AI models. That means Anthropic is now cleared to go global, selling its advanced models to international customers without the restrictions that had been in place. The move is a direct shot across the bow at Google DeepMind, which now faces Anthropic competing in markets where it previously had breathing room. And the timing is deliberate. Anthropic has been positioning itself as the safe AI company, and global access dramatically expands its commercial footprint right as enterprise demand is peaking. Speaking of Anthropic, the company also launched Claude Science, a dedicated AI workbench built specifically for researchers. Think of it as a one-stop shop. Literature review, data analysis, figure creation, and manuscript drafting all inside a single AI-powered environment. This is a smart vertical move. Scientific research is one of the highest trust, highest stakes applications for AI, and Anthropic is betting that winning researcher workflows today means embedding itself in universities and pharma labs for a decade. Meanwhile, Microsoft dropped a significant enterprise AI announcement. The company is launching a new operating division called Frontier Co., backed by $2.5 billion. The pitch: Microsoft engineers will embed directly inside customer teams, bypassing traditional systems integrators to accelerate AI deployment. Partners including Accenture, Kakao, Capgemini, EY, and PwC are already looped in. This is Microsoft making a structural bet that enterprise AI success is won at implementation, not at the model layer. On the model front, leaks are flying around Google's next Gemini. A new anonymous checkpoint surfaced on LM Arena, and early testers say it shows strong SVG and visual generation capabilities, but has notable weaknesses in logical reasoning. Whether this is Gemini 4 Flash or just an incremental update is unclear, but it arrived just one day after Gemini 3.5 Pro slipped its release timeline. Google is clearly in a race, and the public leaks suggest there's internal pressure to ship. Now to governance. Sam Altman made headlines calling for a US-led international forum to set global safety standards for AI. His argument: no single country should unilaterally define AI rules for the world, and the US needs to lead a coordinated multilateral process before others fill that vacuum. It's notable timing, given the export controls just lifted for Anthropic. Washington is clearly recalibrating, choosing commercial expansion over restriction, while Altman is calling for a governance scaffold to match. On the infrastructure side, NVIDIA is projecting that global AI capital expenditure will reach $3 to $4 trillion by 2030. That's not just a bullish headline, it's a market map. Every enterprise IT budget, every data center build-out, every cloud migration is being reframed around AI readiness. And it's reshaping Asia's tech markets too, where the Wall Street Journal reports AI trade is splitting the continent into clear winners and losers. Finally, a story that deserves more attention. Police departments across the U.S. are accelerating AI adoption. Facial recognition, predictive tools, surveillance analysis. While regulation remains years behind, the gap between deployment and oversight is widening. This is the shadow AI and government problem playing out in real time, and it's going to fuel significant legal and political battles heading into 2027. Here's today's business idea. Anthropic just cleared the regulatory gate to go global, and Claude Science is targeting research institutions directly. The play? Build a vertical AI workflow platform for clinical research organizations, CROs, that wraps Claude Science's API with HIPAA-compliant data pipelines, audit trails, and IRB-ready documentation templates. CROs are mid-market, underserved by big cloud platforms, and desperate to cut trial timelines. white label it to 5 CROs at $15,000 per year each, and you have a $75,000 ARR foundation before you've written a single research paper. That's your morning AI briefing for July 3rd. Big themes today: Anthropic breaking free globally, Microsoft embedding deeply into enterprise, Google leaking its next model, and a governance race that's just getting started. Have a great holiday weekend, and stay ahead of the curve.